Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We ready to bring in Daryl? Daryl Ryder.
Sure.
Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Should Baker have played yesterday?
No.
Why? Why did he play then?
I couldn't begin to tell you. He should not have played yesterday.
I want to read to you what Peter King wrote. He did not come out for media availability.
No, he did not.
And Peter King wrote three thoughts. He wrote, barring some significantly extenuating circumstances, totally Bush League by Mayfield. Two, unless a quarterback got concussed or couldn't finish the game, a quarterback always talks after a game. Always. Three, his team won.
All factually correct. I defended Mayfield a little bit on Twitter last night. I mean, he got booed yesterday by the fans while he's trying to play hurt, even though he's not playing well hurt, and I think he's starting to hurt the Browns by doing so. In his defense, sometimes better just not to talk, because I honestly think if Mayfield talked yesterday, we might have had another Tim Couch 2.0 type of a situation where he might say something that he regrets or become something that we're talking about 20 years from now. You know what I'm saying? So
why do you think that? What do you think he would have said?
Well, I mean, look, he was getting booed pretty good there in the fourth quarter by fans with every incompletion he threw. So from Mayfield's perspective, it's not fair for me to speculate, but you asked the question, so I'm just putting myself in Mayfield's shoes. If I'm playing with the litany of ailments that he's playing with, again, I say he shouldn't be playing, but the Browns and Mayfield know better, and he's been playing, so whatever. But if I'm playing with the volume of ailments that I'm playing with and the fans are booing me because I'm not playing well and I'm out here, you know, taking the hits and whatever, I might take that a little personal and be a little upset about that. So I kind of put that in the same category as fans cheering Tim Couch getting concussed in a game. So I stepped out of the media room last night, and I was standing looking at the locker because I thought Mayfield was getting treatment. So I wanted to see him leave the stadium, see if he had to leave in a walking boot or crutches or a sling or whatnot. And someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Sir, why are you standing here?" I said, "Oh, I'm waiting for Baker to leave. Don't waste your time. He already left. He's gone." So... it was very unusual for him not to talk. In fact, it almost unprecedented because, you know, Peter's right. My fellow colleagues are right. The quarterback always talks after the game, barring an injury that prevents them from doing so.
All right, Daryl Ryder, joining us on the hotline. So a win is a win, and you're going to hear that a lot. We started the show with that, but, you know, then we have to break down what actually happens, and it helps us evaluate the team and try to assess where they are. Offensively, it's now six.
Fire.
Yeah, well, 6 of 8 games.
Whoa. You called it a dumpster fire?
Have you watched this offense, Ken? Does it look like they know what they're doing?
Hold on.
Does it look like they know what they're doing on offense these days? No, it does not. They can run the ball, and that's about it.
I don't know. If the quarterback was a little bit more accurate on a lot of these throws, I think they sure as hell look like they know what they're doing.
Well, to my point about Baker should not be playing.
Okay, well, I don't want to go in circles here, but I mean, Lord Almighty, it's 6-5 is not a dumpster fire. I do take a little bit of umbrage with that.
Ken, they're struggling to score 17 points a game these days.
Well, better than losing all those games like they used to.
Well, prior to yesterday, they had lost 4 of 6, so they were losing.
Well, now they've won 3 of 6 or whatever it is. I have no idea. Anyway.
They've won 3 of 7. They're still below 500.
So, Daryl, how do you go about the answer the man's question? How do you go about fixing it?
So, first of all, Baker should be sitting. He should have sat yesterday. They had an opportunity. We talked about going into the game. Well, Case Keenum could have gone out there and played like that. It makes no sense. And I wrote in my final thoughts or my top takeaways yesterday. Look, what's it going to take? A gurney, a wheelchair, what, to get Baker Mayfield off the field? The guy could barely walk. And you're still trotting him out there. I don't care what he tells you. At some point, somebody needs to use what's between their ears and say, no, Baker, you're going to sit down. We need to take a look at you. You're beat up. And quite frankly, you're hurting the team. You can't throw with accuracy. You can't throw with touch. There were some plays yesterday where he did move around nice. Scrambled for positive yardage a couple times, but... The bottom line is, him playing right now, I think, is hurting the Browns. And he said a couple of weeks ago, if I play and I hurt the team, I'll sit down. And he's not doing it. Should have sat down yesterday in the second half when he limped off the field.
Okay, but who's responsible for making that decision? Is that just a head coach during the game? Does he have to consult with Andrew Berry? Or where's Paul DePodesta? Who actually is responsible for making that assessment?
To me, it falls at Stefanski's feet because he's the one in charge of the team.
Well, he was asked about it after the game. Did he explain or did it?
No. The next time Kevin Stefanski explains why he does something will be the first time. So,
safety off Daryl Ryder. Here we go.
It's true. We get we do what's best for the player. We consult the medical staff, and they were cleared to go, so they play.
So do they? Right. Obviously, they must think Case Keenum is horrific.
And they must. Like
it
that's
makes
gotta
no
be,
sense because this is bad. You are getting bottom tier quarterback play right now.
Well, then
they must think they were putting Tim Boyle on the field yesterday. That's what they must think of Case Keenum.
If they think that lowly of Case Keenum, then what's the point?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Right. Why are you paying this guy $6 million this year?
I'm serious, like, yeah.
This is not a referendum on Baker. It's about his health, safety, well-being.
Well, that's what
which is now starting to impact the product on the field. And that's where the problem comes in now. Somebody needs to... He may not survive the Ravens the next two games at this point. Oof. If he's this beat up, Baker, he might not survive the Ravens the next 2 weeks. They had an opportunity to give the guy 2 weeks off. Heck, I said they should have sat him after the Broncos game. They should have sat him between the October 21st and the bye week and basically given him 4, 5, 6 weeks off. To get him ready for that stretch run. I don't understand why they've managed this the way they have. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. And like I said, the offense is putrid right now. Aside from turning and handing the ball to Nick Chubb or whoever else is in the backfield, the offense is putrid. It really is, and it shouldn't be.
Hey, Daryl, that's what I don't like is that it turns into a referendum on Baker Mayfield. Because now if he doesn't – like all he has to do – like we tried to have some fun with it at the very beginning of the show. If he just goes out there and goes through the motions on the questions, maybe they would have asked him about the fans booing him, and he would have popped off something.
Yeah,
okay,
we
fine. So maybe you would have asked him about the fans booing him, and he would have popped off. Someone's got to talk some sense to him and go, listen, I know this sucks. You got to go out there and have a conversation. Or come prepared with something. Because I said everybody, and people didn't want to believe me. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you.
Right.
I get in contact with a team official yesterday. That person tells me, a person who works for the team who is in the building and works very, 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 very closely with the team. I don't know. I've never seen that before when he doesn't speak to the media. So that's not – like come up with some convenient excuse. If he's getting treatment, then say he's getting treatment.
Hey,
I'd much rather come up with something like that than what they're doing right now.
Well, I mean, he came in wearing a sling one day.
Yeah.
After the game. I'm not making fun of him. I want to make that clear.
We know you're not.
I'm laughing, Daryl, because it's unbelievable now. It would be one thing if Baker was still giving you even average quarterback play. He's giving you bottom barrel of the NFL starter
and that's
quarterback
what I'm saying,
play.
Because it's much easier.
That's a fact. Like, that's a fact. You can't debate it.
Daryl, I'm dying here, man. I want Baker to work out.
Right.
I do.
And I think nobody's a lot of rooting people, against the guy. No, I think, nobody's well, running him out of town. Nobody's rooting against him. Nobody's saying he's he's hurt. He's hurting the team by playing hurt, and nobody in that organization has the good sense to sit him down.
It is easier to defend a player who isn't playing because of injury than what we're seeing. Because these stats, in our world, for the Browns, they'll take into effect a whole bunch of things. But in our world, yes, this is used against him. Yep. This is used against him. And so it is. It's annoying. It's annoying. I'm just like, just don't play. Just sit.
Yep.
And we'll see if we can get through it with the Lions, with Case Keenum, and then we all move on.
Yeah, and it skews the overall evaluation, right? Because this whole season was supposed to be this big referendum on Baker and his long-term future and how much money is he worth per year and what is the market for him, et cetera, et cetera. And so you sit there and say, okay, he's playing at such a subpar level, but is that a byproduct of all these injuries, or is it just Baker stinks as a player, right? And I think it's the injuries. I don't think Baker stinks as a player. I think that when he's healthy, he's pretty effective, and they can do some things with him. Is he your traditional pocket passer? No. He's more effective when he gets outside the tackles and he's able to see some throwing lanes and open things up and move the safeties and the linebackers around a little bit with his eyes and whatnot. We saw that all throughout last season. Now, certainly there's some adjustments the teams make to try and catch up and counter that type of thing. But it makes this whole process of determining if this is your face of the franchise for the next however many years you want to slap on that extension. It muddies those waters. And again, 13 points yesterday, 7 of which came off of a busted trick play with Jarvis Landry lining up at quarterback. They only scored 7 points in a blowout loss at New England. Yeah, the season high 41 in a win over the Bengals. But before that, 10 points in a loss to the Steelers. I'll pass over the Denver game because Baker was not on the field and not responsible for that. But the game before that, 14 points for the offense. They've been lucky that they've played some inferior competition that has not lit up their defense. But, scoring 13, 14, 15, 16, that doesn't get it done on a regular basis in the National Football League. And I'm not convinced that's going to get it done the next 2 games against the Ravens. I don't think it's going to get it done against the Raiders, the Packers. Steelers, this offense needs some life to it aside from Nick Chubb. Because quite frankly, Nick Chubb saved Baker from himself yesterday. He really did. Fantastic performance from 24.
I got a real issue on 3rd and 1 in the third quarter with him trying, with Kevin Stefanski calling for that play action and roasting the ball down the field like that. Because
he's not the only one. It's an NFL thing, Ken. I get you. I agree with you, right? It's 3rd and 1. You got the best rushing attack of the game. Just turn and the ball, get your yard, move the sticks, move on. It amazes me how many teams, 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, not only will throw for it, Ken, but they're going to line up and shotgun. And they'll put the running back 10, 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage in the formation.
It goes back to the same thing, Daryl. If he were healthy and you want to try to take a shot, fine. Because he's just confident when he's healthy. He doesn't have confidence right now. He's injured. He's bracing for impact every time he drops back. And we're roasting the ball 50 yards down the field when we're up 13-0 on 3rd and 1. And I know, they'll just go for it on 4th down. You found a way to play for 4th down on 3rd and 1. It wasn't 3rd and 6 where we're in 4 down territory and we're going to go for it so I can take a gain of 4 or 5 yards and play for 4th and 1. You played for 4th down on 3rd and 1 in a game you had complete control of with your running game. Complete control. So it's the third quarter. You're up 13-0. There's about, 6 minutes left to go. It is conceivable that you run down the field, are up 20-0 at around the start of the fourth quarter, and then everybody's just putting their feet up because 20-0, the Lions aren't coming back from that.
Right.
So they'll roll over and die, and we just enjoy the fourth quarter instead of what that became.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. Not one word do I disagree with. And unfortunately, because Baker's so banged up, you can't even quarterback sneak. Can't even tuck behind a guard or a tackle, right?
One more thing.
You're limited. Really are limited.
This is I'm just kind of bitching Daryl's ear off instead of conducting an interview. Hey,
no, that's quite okay.
Real quick, did Denzel Ward get himself paid again? That was one of the best plays I've ever seen out of a Cleveland Brown. I'm serious. That was amazing.
I stand by it. I've said it time and time again, and everyone, you know, then pops off the he's always hurt jokes. But when Denzel Ward is healthy, he's one of the best corners in the National Football League. And unfortunately, the injury history works against him when you talk about the contract negotiations. That's just a fact. That is something that Andrew Berry is going to be able to use with his representation, maybe to not pay him premium dollars, or maybe they put some sort of games played bonus or something like that in there. But he's worth the money. He is. He really is. And maybe you just have to accept I'm going to get 13 or 14 games out of him during the regular season every year and accept that he's going to miss two or three games with a hamstring or a soft tissue injury or something nagging or whatever. But, man, he's played a couple of games this year where you just sit there and you watch and you're like, man, this guy's one of the best in the business of what he does. He's a very, very good football player. John Dorsey got that one right.
Daryl, we love you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You got it, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families as well and all of our listeners.
Daryl Ryder, Browns Beat Reporter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Up next, a very awkward conversation about immediate family. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.